Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with author John Jarman. He's wrote a wonderful book called Broken and Redeemed, Finding Freedom Through Complete Surrender. And John, for anybody that maybe unfortunately missed yesterday's program, and if you did, really want to challenge you as a man to go back and spend 14 minutes listening to this program while you're getting ready in the morning on a drive home, if you're trying to get some evening exercise, whatever the case, but it'd be well worth your 14 minutes. But for those that missed that, you can get the podcast at hopeishere.org. That's hopeishere.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on all the platforms. But John, kind of just share a little bit about what the book is about for anybody that happened to miss yesterday's program.
Yeah, it's basically my story of how I overcame childhood trauma. And with the work of my counselor and spiritual mentor, I was able to completely surrender control, because control was a big factor for me. I didn't want to give up the control as I grew up. And, you know, I controlled my life from age 12 till 52. And so giving up that control and then seeing what God did in my life, you know, it makes it easier to just let go and let God. That everybody, you've heard that saying before, but it's easier. And I think when you get to that point and you start to see God's work in your life, it becomes easier to not worry, becomes easier to let Him take control, even if you don't see the results right away, you know, because that was my thing. It was like, as I advanced with Scotty, I still wanted John's timing. And that never worked out. So, you know, that's the thing. And so that's the real quick synopsis of the book. And it's, you know, I put questions at the end of every chapter. They're reflection questions. You don't have to answer them as you go. But I did that so that the reader would put themselves in a self-examination mode and have to look at their faith walk. And also, I wanted the questions to help new Christians find a deeper walk in Christ answering questions. So,
well, one of the things I love is that in chapter one, you actually share this passage from Titus.
And yeah, Titus 3:3-7. It's the broken and redeemed verse.
Yeah, share that there. That's how you kick your book off. Yep. I know a lot of people probably don't spend a lot of time in Titus, but please share that passage.
Yeah, so a little bit about this passage. It wasn't the first one I had originally used, and we were in our editing and almost going to print, and I found this verse, and I said, we have to change it to this verse. So it was a lot. So that was God talking to me here. So it says, once we too were foolish and disobedient, we were misled and became a slave to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of envy and evil. We hated each other. But when our God, our Savior, revealed His kindness and love, He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed our sins away and gave us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out His Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of His grace, we are made right in His sight, and gives us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. Titus 3:3-7. And I actually have that tattooed on my leg with my logo of the book. So, and that's how I sign the books. When I do book signings, I put that verse, you know. So.
All right, that's Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7, and that's how you start the book. It starts out with redemption, and I think we all want to be redeemed in some area of our lives, or maybe even our whole life. So so powerful, and that kind of happened here in November of 2016. And just, you know, as you wrote this book and you're sharing your story, you know, you talked about the homecoming. What was that like in homecoming?
Well, the homecoming was me coming back to my city and stuff. And so it was when I got out of the Marines and I came back here, and it just, you know, that was when I really started to see this spiral that I had been going through, self-destruction behavior, and I didn't want to do it anymore. And so I was like, how am I going to fix this? And so I opened up my phone and Googled counselors, and the first two weren't seeing anybody. The third one was Christina Holland, and she was accepting patients. And by the grace of God, that's who I was supposed to be with. Because, you know, off and on work 10 years, you know, and then halfway through that time, I met Scotty Kessler, who's my spiritual mentor. And between the work of those two, it led me down the path to November 16, when I completely surrendered, because of the deepening of my relationship with God and understanding the Bible more and that type of stuff. So,
Well, I love that you shared about doing counseling. I've been doing this program 5.5 years and over 1,000 programs, and every so often I feel like I need to share that because I know a lot of times men like, I don't know about that. And different seasons, I've had a male counselor, I've had a female counselor. Both of them have helped a lot. Just talk to those guys out there like, man, I don't want to do that counseling. Talk about the impact it's had for you.
So mental health counseling has a stigma that, you know, it's people think, and my older brother, God rest his soul, he grew up in the same house I did, so he was traumatized too. I would like, Steve, go to counseling. Go to counseling. He goes, I don't want people to think I'm crazy. I said, you are, man. We're all crazy. Okay? So go. You know, but he never went. And I think, and I regret that. But, you know, there's not a stigma. They're here to help you. And you're going to go through some pain. It's not going to be easy because you're going to have to look inside yourself and look at the things that happened to you. And that's the hardest part. I mean, I would leave my counseling session sometimes and I wouldn't even go back to work. That's how mentally and emotionally fatigued I was. And, you know, I'd just go play around the golf because that's my kind of sanctuary. I could just go out there by myself, kind of decompress. But there were days I'd just go home and lay on the couch too, because it was so emotionally draining. And, you know, but all that work pays off at the end. So, you know, you talked about that endorsement from the Marine online on Amazon. I want to share this with the so I had a young lady who was about 4 years behind me in high school, and she found my book. She read the book, and she direct messaged me through Facebook. Said that if she didn't find the book at that time in her life, she was going to commit suicide. So the last 8 months, she's been reading the Bible, praying. She's back in church. She's on a faith walk, and I check in with her every now and then. And so, you know, the book's, you know, saved a life. What more can I ask, you know? Yeah. And that's what the purpose was. And that's one of the brightest things that could have ever happened. I was reading her direct message, and I was just crying, you know, because, you know, how many people would say I saved a life?
Yeah. So, amen. God, that's amazing. God uses
And I tied in with the Marine because, you know, what you read yesterday, it brought him back to Christ. And so, you know, because I was asked by somebody, what do you want out of the book? And I said, I want it to bring somebody to Christ or save somebody, you know, and it did that.
Amen and amen. If you just tuned in, we're talking to author John Jarman. He's got a wonderful new book called Broken and Redeemed. And, you know, John, one of the things that you shared yesterday, in case people missed that program, you know, you were a Marine, and you talk about one of your chapters, chapter 11, understanding the war. What were you talking about in that chapter?
That's the spiritual warfare. So, you know, we have to, you know, as Christians, we have to understand that we are in a spiritual warfare. I mean, Ephesians talks about it, chapter 6, with arming us with the armor of God. You know, there's 48 times in the New Testament Jesus cast out demons. So he's telling us that we're going to be in this battle and we're going to see it. And you've got to understand that it's a daily battle, and it's a battle in your mind, because that's where it starts. You know, the thoughts. And if you don't take those thoughts captivity to Christ, then they're going to turn into actions, and those actions are going to lead to sin. And that's the way I look at things now. And I tell people, you know, they go, so you don't sin anymore? No, my temper comes from time to time. I still sin, but I sin less, because some of the things that you did in your old life become uncomfortable because you grow closer to God and you want to be more like God and you want to try to walk in obedience. So those things become uncomfortable. And so then you start seeing what triggered those things so that you can avoid them too. And that's all a part of the growth. It's the sanctification. So,
wow, really, really good stuff. And really encourage you to get a copy of this book called Broken and Redeemed. Encourage you to check out the website, brokenandredeemed.com. That's brokenandredeemed.com. You know, John, one of the things, I'm a big Mercy Me guy myself, really like their music. Their songs have really helped me a lot on my spiritual journey. And you wrote the last chapter. It's called Dear Younger Me. Talk about that.
Yeah, it was 2015, and that song was released on, I forget the album it was on, but that song just came out. And the first time I heard that song, it just hit me. And I was listening to the lyrics, and I was just like, you know, we are redeemed. We weren't meant to carry this stuff beyond the cross. We have that freedom if we're willing to lay everything down. And so at that moment, I said, I want to use this in my last chapter of my book. And so I wanted to find out what inspired Bart to write the song. And so I call this a God thing, and I refer to God things in my book. And they were coming to the Seattle area. The girl I was dating at the time, Leah, it was her birthday. I could get a VIP package, and they would sing Happy Birthday to her. So we went to the show. They sang, one of the warm-up acts sang Happy Birthday. And when we got done, we went backstage, and I told him what I wanted to do. I wanted to meet Bart and find out. So he brought Mercy's Me's road manager over, and I told him, and he said, well, Bart will be here in about 10 minutes. I'll talk to him and let you know. And so I said, okay. He comes back over. He goes, hey, Bart would love to talk to you. And I was like, awesome. So I went over, and we sat probably 20, 25 minutes, and we shared testimony. And if you've seen the movie I Can Only Imagine, then Bart's childhood and my childhood are a lot alike. We both had alcoholic dads that weren't that nice. And so I asked Bart, I said, what made you write that song? What was the inspiration? He said, my counselor told me to write it. A song to my son as if I was writing to my younger self. And I said, well, that's awesome, because my counselor told me to write a book and I want to put your song in my book. Can I have your permission? And he said, yes, under one condition. I said, what's that? He goes, I get a copy of the book. So I sent it to his agent, and hopefully Bart's got it. And if Bart, if you've read the book, I'd love to know what you think about it. So if anybody knows Bart, you know, because I'd love to see what he thought of the book. So,
well, it's such a small world. I know one of our faithful listeners, many years ago, he actually taught a music class, and Bart was part of that.
Okay.
So who knows? Maybe they can get you connected. But I love that you share that, because Mercy Me, that's a powerful song. Bart's Millard, I think, is the last name.
Yep.
You know, he's the lead singer, that unbelievable voice. Yet, you know, you think.
Do you realize he's been doing this for 25 years?
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
I went to a concert a couple years ago, and he said that. I was like, I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the longevity of that, but you hear all those songs, you think, well, you know, this guy Bart, man, he's got it made. He gets to sing for God, yet he's got a story similar to yours, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And if you haven't seen the movie, I Can Only Imagine, I would recommend going to watch it, because especially if you've been somebody who's grown up in a violent childhood, you know, with an alcoholic parent or something, it's a good story. Mine's a similar story. You know, there's people that have been down paths worse than ours. So, you know, but it's your story. You know, that's what I realized when Christina told me to write the book. I was like, it's not that, you know, I went, it's not that interesting of a story. And then I shared it with a couple of friends, and they're like, yeah, John, you need to write this. And I'm like, okay. And so I started writing. And I don't know if I shared how the book came about. So 2014, I started writing, and I had it outlined, 5 chapters, and I went, I don't know what to do with it now. So it sat on the shelf till February of 2022. And in my morning prayer time, I came across Hebrews 10:36, and it says, when you're doing the will of God, you must persevere to get what he promised. And then about an hour later, I was reading in A.J. Sobota's very first book, and he was talking about the will of God. And he said in his book, nobody told him if anybody would read his book or buy it. He just had to write it. And right then I went, okay, I get the message. I got to finish the book. So I committed to write 2 hours a day. The book was done in 4 weeks.
Really?
So, yeah, it was just a spiritual dump. And then my editor goes, who's your target audience? I went, no clue. Anyone. Because I just wrote. I didn't have anybody particular in mind. I just pounded the keys, whatever came to mind. And, you know, I use scripture and quotes throughout the text, and people ask me all the time, how did you know when to put it in there? And I'm like, I'd just be writing, and it would come to my mind, and it was a perfect fit. Because what you see in the book is the real manuscript I submitted. The only chapter that we added is chapter 14, and I think that's surrendering control, because my editor wanted to do an interview with me of how I gave up control and what I would tell people, and so that's a great chapter for that. And we added that book because we were doing the editing, or that chapter, I mean. So,
well, I love that story, and as a guy that got about 100 pages on a book and kind of put it on hold for about a year and a half, I'm trusting God's timing too. But wow, if you just tuned in, you just missed a powerful, powerful story. We're talking with author John Jarman, a wonderful book called Broken and Redeemed, Finding Freedom Through Complete Surrender. Man, so many guys, you can relate to him. He's been a former Marine. He's been a football coach. He runs, owns a couple of gyms. People work out, so he's a man's man. But he was broken, but Jesus redeemed him. And I know you really, really be encouraged. So I want to encourage you to check out his website, brokenandredeemed.com. That's brokenandredeemed.com. If you're driving, don't worry about it. You can find all this information on the podcast. Just go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. For John Jarman, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at The Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.